Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas with you on a Fransky Friday.
Fransky Friday.
Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Phillies and Yankees starting a series tonight. Game is on Apple TV tonight, so that means you can use
if
the feature there.
If you ain't got
there.
It, you can't watch it. Better get Apple TV tonight.
If you do, though, you can change over to the Phillies radio broadcast where you hear Scott and Kevin Stocker on the call. What's up, Scott? How was the All-Star break?
It was tremendous. It was awesome. Yeah, I took some time off, and the family and I went to Italy. And,
oh, that's nice.
It was great. Yeah.
Did you get some good? Did you get some good food, Scott? I mean, what kind of food were you working with over there?
A lot of pizza, a lot of pasta, as you might expect.
Yeah, but isn't it different over there, though? It's not like the pizza that we're used to eating. It's a little bit more, flavorful, I would say?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was a little more, it was different, I mean, no doubt. But we tried everything. I mean, my son he had an over-under on slices for the whole trip. And we blew away the over.
That's what's up, man. Sounds like a good trip. Good trip.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, there you go, Scott. Glad you got some time off to enjoy the break. And now you come back, and we're getting ready for the stretch run here. And obviously, Phil's win 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox this week. Big story from that series. I mean, Bryce Harper, going back to that road trip before the break, got it going in San Francisco, really carried it over in that series. Scott, what are you seeing from Bryce Harper, and what's gone behind this turnaround here?
Well, I think it was probably a long time coming, to be honest with you. I mean, you're never terribly worried about Bryce. You always know he's going to figure it out. And I mean, I don't know whether it was somewhat the wrist kind of feeling better, but I think he's just on balance. He looks like he's seeing the ball really well. He doesn't chase as much. I don't know. He looks like Bryce. He looks really confident. He looks like he's always in control of the at-bat. It makes a huge, huge difference for this lineup. That's pretty obvious.
You know, Scott, speaking of this lineup, man, we've been kind of kicking around. We know the trade deadline is coming up next week. At this point of the season, what do you think is the one piece or two pieces that we need that's going to help push us in the direction that we want to go in?
Yeah, I mean, I still think you need bullpen help. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think that should still be the number one focus. I know there's a lot of talk about the offense, and I think fans certainly remember what happened when it ended, right? The last 2 years, and largely it's the offense dries up a little bit. So I think I can understand the frustration, and they need more production out of the guys in the back half of the lineup.
Yeah.
Too many nights. It's been a kind of a three-man, team in a lot of respects, Trey, Kyle, and Bryce at the top. And they just need more from the rest of the guys. And they're starting to get more from JT. And, Bryce and Stott had a big game the other day, and that was great. And I hope he can keep that going. Because they need it. They really, really need it in that back half of the lineup, because you will find once they get to the playoff time and they can do all their matchups, they're going to do their best to work around those three guys at the top. So it will definitely come down to somebody else doing something in a big spot. Again, number one for me is bullpen, and number two would be trying to upgrade the outfield somewhere, somehow.
Scott Fransky joining us now, play-by-play voice of the Phils. And Scott, you look at that game on Wednesday. Jesus Luzardo looked great for the first 4 innings. Things kind of snowballed for him in the fifth. And obviously, you look at Luzardo, great the first 2 months of the season, up and down the last 2 months. Really all started with that outing against the Brewers at the end of May. How concerned are you about Luzardo?
I mean, a little bit. Right now, what we saw the other day, I mean, it almost looks like the yips, you know what I mean? Like, a guy gets the second, and whether somebody has something on him, whether he thinks somebody has something on him, maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe he's overthinking it in those moments. I don't know what's going on, but it was really crazy. To me, it wasn't that they knew what was coming, because he just wasn't close. He just had big misses. A four-pitch walk to to Jaren Duran there, a guy that he had totally handled the first two times. But then all of a sudden there's traffic on the bases and he can't throw a strike. And to me, that seems more mental than anything else. Again, I'm not a pitcher. I'm not an expert. But it just seems like that would be more of a mental thing, that there's something in his head in those moments. Once a guy gets out to second, and then he starts thinking about it and overthinking it and trying to maybe do something different. I don't know. But, yeah, I'd say mildly concerned. I mean, there's no doubt who your one and two are right now. That's pretty obvious. After that, you know, there's definitely still some question marks, you know, going forward.
Yeah, Scott. And I mean, obviously, Ranger's having a good year. He's probably the third guy right now. And then you got Lizardo and obviously Aaron Nola rehabbing, trying to come back from the rib injury. Do you think this kind of increases the urgency to get Nola back, get him pitching well? So if you look down the line, that he could be in play for a start in the postseason and maybe you could slide Lizardo back to the bullpen?
Yeah, I don't know if it increases the urgency. I definitely think they're a better team with, obviously, with Nola being Nola. Does it mean he's the number one guy? No, but it means he's a guy who's going to earn, as you said, earn a start in the postseason. So I think it gives you different options. I do think you're probably more apt to use one of those two lefties you mentioned out of the pen than you would be Nola. So in that regard, yeah, I think it's still important to get him back, get him going. It's not a situation where you need to rush him, but it is a situation where I think they're a better ball club if he's earning one of those, you know, top three starts or top four starts in the postseason.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Scott. And as we look toward the deadline here, you know, you look at the way the starting pitching has been this year, and they've been incredible, obviously. Wheeler, Sanchez, both in the Cy Young race at this point. Do you think that kind of increases the urgency, I guess, in terms of making a move to put this team over the top this year? Just the thought of you can't waste this kind of starting pitching that you've gotten this season.
I guess it's kind of semantic. I don't think that, say, Dave Dombrowski or John Middleton or Preston Mattingly or anybody who's, you know, at that level in charge views the season any differently now than they did in March. They still, in March, their goal was to win the World Series. It remains their goal to win the World Series. I don't think it's a situation where, oh my gosh, we pitched so much better than we thought, because I don't necessarily think that's the case.
Right.
I think they felt like they were going to have a really, really good starting rotation, and that's proven to be the case. Now, it's not without flaws and faults and ups and downs, but it is a really good, you know, I don't think the perception from the front office has changed from where they were in March to where they are now. In terms of, you know, urgency or the goal. The end goal has always been to win the World Series, and I don't think that's changed at all. And I don't think that changes regardless of whatever happens over the next 7 days before the deadline.
Yeah, and one more for you here, Scott. You look at Kyle Schwarber. Don't want to, you know, finish out without mentioning him. He's been incredible this year. Do you think Kyle Schwarber is worthy of being in the MVP conversation at this point in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I don't know that he would win it, obviously, but I think he's deserving of being, because again, if you're somebody like me who's watched this team night in and night out, you understand how he has been. You know, he and Trey have been the two most consistent offensive performers throughout. There really haven't been many dips. There was a little bitty lull, I guess you could say, for Kyle, maybe two and a half weeks there in early June. But since then, he's turned it back on again. And I think what he's done consistently, day in and day out, for this club has been pretty remarkable. And I don't think, you know, when we see this club and how they interact with one another and who their leaders are, I mean, Kyle is right there. I just think he's been, he has certainly been as valuable as just about anybody on this club. I think you could easily make that case that he, you know, belongs in the MVP conversation.
Absolutely. Been tremendous this year and should be a good series this weekend with the Phils taking on the Yankees in New York. Scott Fransky, thanks as always, Scott. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you again next week.
Take it easy, Scott. Scott Fransky in New York for the Phils and Yankees tonight. Apple TV. So as I said, you get that is a nice feature on Apple TV where you can flip off the national broadcast and listen to local radio.
It's massive.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I have Apple TV, but I didn't know you because you could actually do that.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it really is.
I might try to do that tonight.
Oh, you should try to.
Without a doubt, do it. It's so much better.
Bring me some wine and.
There you go.
Whining.
So let's get a recap of what Hugh's going to be doing tonight. He's going to be drinking wine, maybe a gummy, definitely the glue. Wine, gummy, and glue.
Yeah, that sounds about a good.
Lather Vaseline on me.
That's
and no dome.
That is crazy.
But no dome.
No way.
Hugh's pro dome.
I'm pro dome. Yeah. I want the dome. Oh, take the dome.
I just realized we. I should have asked Scott. If he's
listen, because Kyle was looking at me because I thought you were looking at me because I was going to ask him about who do we think Topper farted. But I said, you know, I thought you were going to ask him about that. We've been wilding out all day.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me pull it back.
You should have asked him
if he's ever let one slip on the air.
That was
like, hey, Scott, have you ever farted on there? That's just asking, just like that, huh? Might as well. you ever fart on there? Yeah, that would have went over real well.
Well, like you could have told him that you had
your
experience
story,
doing
your own personal experience.
That's a heel. That heel's going stay there.
That I didn't fart. That's what I'm saying. I ain't fart.
That we've collected, that's the most obvious one.
I didn't fart.
Besides Trent Baalke.
My favorite was the Baalke one.
Excuse me.
No, he.
Oh God, that's gross.
I can't even tell you what he did. He did it.
Scotty Scheffler got caught the other day during the tournament and admitted it.
Yep, he did.
That's
the grown up thing to do. Just admit it.
Yeah. I mean, but I didn't fart.
Like Baalke said, excuse me immediately after.
Sit down and go.
No,
going through the final.
I'm here to tell you, man. If I fart, and I'm not ashamed to say it. If I farted, you would know because it would light this whole room up.
Okay, please don't.
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going stay there.
The noise is just—it's kind of incriminating.
I mean, I get it.
Maybe it was Joe.
It was the chair.
That could have been Joe.
It was the chair.
Do you think it was Joe?
Mm.
And it's a he's trying to blame you for it situation.
No, I don't think that was the case. I just think that I work with a bunch
people
of
people did theorize that was the case that Joe framed Hugh.
Yeah.
I work with a bunch of childish individuals, man. And this is what usually happens on a day-to-day basis. I get ridiculed and accused of stuff.
We're not childish.
That I don't. Oh, super childish.
Mm-mm.
Very, very childish.
No. I mean, we're just having conversations about pro or no dome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not childish at all.
Childish all day.
All right. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, pro or anti-dome, yes dome or no dome, that is the question we're asking. Also, when it comes to the Phillies, would you trade Andrew Painter in a deal to really upgrade this lineup? And with the Eagles, are they in their own tier? Or have they come back to the pack a little bit? All that stuff we've been discussing today. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Matt in Delaware. What's up, Matt?
Matt,
you all
right?
Oh no, Matt.
Oh.
All right. Let's go to Bernard in Wilmington. What's up, Bernard?
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, Bernard?
Should I sound good or should I take you off speaker?
You sound good to us.
You all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Love you guys. First time, long time, but you. No dome.
Why not, Bernard? What's wrong?
I've lived in Delaware most of my life, but. Born in Chicago, then lived in Buffalo.
The Windy City.
You don't. A dome. Would you put a dome on Lambeau Field?
Would I?
It's a good question, Bernard.
That would take away
You're asking the wrong person. Turning in Hugh's mind.
Well,
there.
Bernard, I will say that, like, to be fair, I don't think that the link is as historic as Lambeau Field.
No. It isn't, but when you have teams like Tampa Bay or L.A. come, that's obviously good for us.
You're talking about an advantage.
And I mean, in a playoff game, I mean, when you have those, they're not used to playing in snow. We want, and for the caller, it was, I don't know, two or three callers ago, the fair weather. What you're only going to go when it's 75 and...
Yeah, that was a weak call, Bernard. I mean, you can't only go when it's perfect weather outside.
Now, what's going to be next? They're going to put sound deadening foam on all the seats so it's not too loud. I mean, come on. Buffalo Bills, they have the money to put. They're not doing a dome. They don't want. They don't care about a Super Bowl. They want to make sure that it's their fans that are, you know, taken care of. Now, if you get 75,000 Philly fans that say we want a dome, maybe they'll change it, but
I think that's not gonna happen. What it is, it's the sterilization of sports. I mean, people want to sterilize sports.
Is that what
nobody
it is?
Had a dome in the beginning? So why, you know, that's just being, you know, man up.
I hear you, Bernard. What's your Friday Friday movie?
This one, I thought it was, well, when it came out, I was, I don't know, 14 or 13, but it's Quest for Fire.
With Ron Perlman.
Back in 81. That's the bad move.
Ron Perlman.
Appreciate it, Bernard.
And Ray Don Chong.
Never heard of Quest
You've
for
never
Fire.
Seen?
Never
wait a minute,
heard,
wait
never
a minute,
even heard
up.
Of it.
No, I think, no. He's talking about, I'm sorry. He's talking about the, I think he's talking about the marathon movie, Quest for Fire.
Wait a minute, let me make sure.
Because I remember, I didn't see the one, but I saw the one. If it's the Quest for Fire, that I thought it was. I saw that one.
Okay. Either one. I've never heard of Quest for Fire, so we'll do a little more research on that.
It was. I was right with Ron Perlman.
Okay.
And Ray Don Chong.
All right. There you go.
That was like the beginning, early man.
Okay.
And they break off and become, you know. They talk about the evolution of man, kind of.
Oh, okay. Kind of thing, yeah. All right.
Pretty good movie.
See, okay. So not a bad movie. There you go. Let's go to Black Gritty. What's up, Black Gritty?
Q, what it do, TK?
What up, man?
How you guys doing today, man?
What's up, man?
So me and TK, you usually be battling and stuff like that, and I be getting on TK, because you be saying ridiculous stuff, man. But I'm here to defend you today.
You're defending? This is the history-making day.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. So I took a picture with Jordan Mailata, and I ain't put that thing on the internet. I showed my daughter. I said, I look like a toddler.
Dude, he's the biggest person I've ever seen in my life.
And I'm Hugh and a half big. Like I'm Hugh before the shredding season. I look small next to this man.
Yeah,
I
am a big dude, man.
So they had the nerve to go and put you on their internet like you was a make a wish kid. I don't like it.
Hey, what a Black Gritty.
They could have cropped that John or something. They could have put you on a little block and cropped it.
He said blocks.
It would have been worse if they put me on a block. Like, and I'd still look small compared to him. It is what it is.
TK, I mean, we crop you at the knees. You get a little 2-inch boost. Just to help, TK.
Yeah.
They got you out there looking like a Make-A-Wish kid being picked up at daycare. I don't like it. Yeah,
it is what it is.
I don't like it.
Black Gritty, I don't. Anybody's going to look tiny next to Jordan Mailata, and I'm not going to lie. I'm, you know, short to begin with, but you know that's not something I'm worried about. Everybody's going to look small next to that guy. He's a giant. He's a literal giant.
Like I said, I got pictures of him, Dickerson. I don't post none of them pictures. I'm like, I can't do this.
Oh, come on, Black Gritty. You can't be worried about what people are going to say about you. Come on, man.
I got a brand to protect. You know what I mean? I'm taking some lift shoes next time when I go down there to meet the guys. You know what I'm saying? They're huge. That's why Drew doesn't throw over the middle. Can you throw over 7'42"? I don't think you can.
Yeah, big dude.
So let me tell you about the dome. If they put a retractable dome, if they spend real good money and get me a retractable dome, I'll take it. Otherwise, I need elements. Or I need one of those open-air domes where it's not closed off on both ends so I can get like a tailwind and ice and freezing weather coming in. Because that's what football is. You know what I mean? That snow game against the Rams, like, that's just magic. When you watch those clips, when I watch Shady in the snow, that's a dream. That is magical. And not to have that for my team would make me happy. So I don't want a dome unless they're going to spend that real money to make the dome a way that we can still get some weather when we want to.
But this is the thing, man. Even if they do a retractable dome, you're never getting any weather. I mean, anytime the weather
is going to put that dome up.
Yeah. Anytime retractable it's below 60 degrees, they're going to close the
it's
dome.
It's got to be open air.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put that in the contract because I know they want to make money. They want the Super Bowl here. I want the city to live and everybody get a cheesesteak. I get what they want to do. But that natural weather is just on and popping.
So you don't want dome, Black Gritty, is what you're saying?
No, I don't want dome.
Good.
I don't want dome.
Good. All
right. So, Hugh, have you ever seen that movie Three Strikes?
I think the hood. It's a hood movie, isn't it?
It's a hood movie.
I think I've seen that. That was bad.
You watched it one time, you'll never watch it again.
That was a bad movie. Three strikes. That was bad.
Google three strikes, anybody. If you want to waste an hour and a half of your life, go ahead and enjoy it.
He's not lying.
All right.
And TK, when I order my lift shoes, I got you, dog. We both going to be up 2 inches. I'm going to take care of you, TK.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Black Grady. Thanks for the call. Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I know I'm short. And Jordan Mailata's huge.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah. I did everybody's making the cell phone bars joke. Because that is what it looked like.
That was the best one, I think.
It is very true.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, they were asking, people were texting me and asking me, how tall are you? How tall is he? It was because you're not small, but he makes you look really small.
There's 6 inches in between each of us. There's 6 inches between me and you, 6 between Hugh and Jordan. So, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe
you think
more.
Two Tom Kellys could fit in Jordan Mailata?
When you said that, it's just like you should have just kept that. You should have shot that in your head and just kept it there.
I don't know what you're. What are you even talking about?
I don't know.
It just sounds weird, dog.
You're calling me childish.
I'm just saying. It just sounds weird. It just sounds weird.
Everything sounds weird.
Don't know what you're referring to.
Especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
It sounds weird on Friday. Mm. But it just, could you, do you, okay, ask it again, Kyle, and ask it slowly.
Do you think Jordan Mailata could fit two Tom Kellys inside of him? What?
I don't know what he's laughing about.
And lather Vaseline on me.
Like you people have witnessed me and Kyle's relationship has evolved to a point where we're both.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Different plane.
Yeah.
It's evolved. Something's happened this week and it's been magical.
we're almost out of here, buddy. Almost out of here.
We've had a magical week.
Can't happen soon enough. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll check in with you people before we go today. I'm sure that's going to be very nice and complimentary as always. We'll take a few more calls. Plus, we'll bring back a game we call Explicit Snack of the Night.
Explicit
coming up.
Guilty!
This is going to be fun. So that's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire my grill, you know I'm bringing the heat and I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner is done. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Oh, y'all just waiting for me to go? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show.
I'm waiting for that.
Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. And Hugh?
Yes, this segment is brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back, everybody, featuring a mouth-watering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We'll be at McGurk's Horsham next Thursday for deadline day. That's where we're going.
Yep. There you go. McGurk's is awesome.
It is.
McGurk's
nice
in
time.
Horsham next Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Should be an interesting deadline day. Hopefully some big news breaks while you're at McGurk's. That would be exciting.
There will be.
Start doing
beers
in the bar.
I think something's going to happen.
You think so?
He hopes.
That doesn't sound too convincing to me.
No, he hopes. You're speaking it into existence. My fault.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Hugh.
I got you.
You have faith in Dave Dombrowski?
I do.
I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. I'm not feeling great about it. What about you, Hugh? Faith?
That he's going to make a move?
Yep.
Not a move that's going to make you guys happy.
You got to believe.
I believe it's not going to make anybody happy.
Well, hopefully he does. Hopefully the Phils can pick up a big piece at the deadline next week. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You people coming up at 1:45. We'll get back phones in a few minutes here. But we got to do an explicit snack of the night here. Now, do we know what... What has the theme been this week on Snack?
Oh, well, I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
So you're probably going to guess this one pretty easily. It's
explicit.
Yeah, it's explicit.
We've changed the name to Explicit Snack of the Night.
It is. It's Explicit Snack of the Night. This one I just want to play because it's funny. You're going to be able to guess what it is.
Okay.
I think if you're paying attention, here it is.
You get a nice, large... But the proper amount of glaze is crucial here. The two fingers I used are very sticky. Yes! The proper amount of glaze. There are some places, they don't even glaze the whole... They'll do a little drizzle across it, maybe a little thick drizzle. So you'll get bites where there's just... It's with a hint of glaze. No. Don't do it like that. If you're going to do it, and I'm going to have something unhealthy for me, I want it done correctly. Which means more glaze, the better. No, I don't need, like, it's super thick to where it's almost like there's so much glaze that it turns into, like, it has a color to it. It's, like, white because it's such a thick glaze that it's hardened on top. No. But thick enough to where the entire top, bottom, sides are all shiny. You get a nice like this. It's got the fluffiness to it. Very thick.
It's a donut, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter.
the bleeps were just perfect.
It's the art of bleeping it at the right spot in the word.
Yeah, that was tremendous. your thoughts.
What you?
I ain't said nothing, man. See, I feel like I'm being set up with stuff like this. I'm starting to feel like it's a setup.
Yeah. I don't know how Johnson does that with the straight face. I really
guilty.
Don't. I mean that does take a special kind of talent to be able to do that without cracking up.
Yeah, we are some kind of different around these parts, man. We need to grow up a little bit. Just a little
needs
bit.
The exact right amount of glaze.
That right there, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was so.
Shout out to John exactly Johnson, right. Man. John Johnson's a special guy.
Need a thick drizzle.
Thick drizzle.
He like his whole donut glaze.
I think you almost slipped, bro.
The bleeps are just the best part. Outstanding
whole donut glaze. That was crazy.
He wants it done correctly. Yep. That's all.
Yep.
He just wants it done correctly.
Thick enough drizzle to wear. Yep.
To wear what?
All glazed.
You want it?
You all right, you?
No. I'm not.
It's been a long day for you today.
I am not okay. Oh, it's Friday.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah,
next up for John, he'll have to address next week whether he's saying yes or no to do.
Yep.
That's the natural follow-up.
That's the perfect follow-up.
Yeah, perfect follow-up to that stack of the night. Let's go to John in Riverton. What's up, John?
Hey, I was at a meeting that the Eagles had about building a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they said that they're talking about it now is because their lease ends up in 2032. So they had a focus group, and they had about six people in each group. I knew there must have been at least 12 groups because I was in the 12th. And this majority of the people are, like you guys, wanted an open-air stadium because it's the Northeast, and that's what we do. But I'm 70 years old. I wanted a dome stadium. I'm like you. Let's put the dome in.
Yeah, I'm with the dome, man. Put that dome in, man.
And the reason is I'm 70 years old. If they're not going to build this stadium for another 7 years— I'm out.
Yeah, no, I don't know, John. I don't even think they need a new stadium. Like, I understand why, like, Jeffrey Lurie would want to do it, because it does open up opportunities to make more money. I mean, you can have Super Bowls there, you can have Final Fours there, all that stuff you can't do, obviously, in an open-air stadium. But I just, like, I look at the Link. I think the Link is in really good shape, and for a football stadium, I think it's fine.
Well, you haven't been on the second level. During halftime.
Right. Well, you can't walk around the entire stadium.
It's wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
They should have a second floor just to walk over the people that are standing there.
So, John, you want a new stadium but not a dome. Is that correct?
No, I want a dome. I'm with you.
Oh, you are? You do want a dome?
One of the things they did Pro-dome. Say, how about an open-air stadium with heated seats?
That sounds
like
a win.
I'd be for that.
This is the softest thing I've ever heard.
You guys are wusses, man. Come on. It's
I'm
a football
seven years
game.
Old.
Call me names.
I've been going to Eagle games since 1972.
Been going since 72.
Come on, John. I know you're a tough guy. Like, you can sit outside for a few hours.
No.
Yeah, well, I did have a streak going to like 328 games, but I got COVID and I got stopped. And last year I had to give three games away to my
son. He ain't trying to get COVID no more?
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to get COVID. Here,
man. I'm not trying to encourage John to get COVID.
You ain't trying to put John in the upper room? Not yet. We ain't trying to go.
Nobody's trying to do that.
We ain't trying to put him in the upper room.
What do you got for a bad movie, John?
All right, this is one that was called Parasite. It wasn't the one that won an Oscar. It was one a few years ago with Demi Moore in it.
That was a good movie.
I don't know about that.
I just looked at that on IMDb. It's a 4 out of 10 on
Seriously?
IMDb.
Seriously, she was up for an award for that. When you're talking about when she was a fitness model, right?
She was like 14 years old or 15 years old. One of the lines in there: "There's no cure, Patricia."
I thought he was. Wait a minute, the Parasite. I think
you're thinking about the Substance, right?
Oh, that's what it is. I'm thinking about Substance. Yeah, that was a good one.
I've heard about that one. I never saw that one.
Parasite.
The Parasite that came out a few years ago was a really good movie. Yeah, I thought that's not good. the one he's talking about.
You're talking about the Asian movie, right?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Quick update: a tweet from John Heyman. I don't know if this is necessarily a report or just speculation, but I'm assuming he put it out there for a reason. Philly's yet another potential fit for Eugenio Suarez with Bohm out and a need for a righty bat. I'm just telling you, man.
I just feel like
I do crazy things.
Suarez is going to cost a lot, man.
You think he's a rental?
Yeah, but so many teams could use him.
But,
like,
well, the demand is going to be high, but right. I don't know what exactly that amounts to at the end of the day.
Mm. Right. What's it? Is he a rental? Is he done at the end of the year?
I think this is the last year of his contract.
Well, that could be interesting because that could be one where I could see you getting him, even though a lot of people are going to be in the mix, I could see you getting him without needing to give up Painter. You know, if you were highlighting a package with like Aiden Miller, you could probably get Suarez for that.
Aiden Miller? I don't think it's going to take nearly
that
much.
You don't think it would take that much?
No, he's 33 and he's a free agent after this.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
I mean, he's on a club option right now.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks picked up.
Well, I mean, you definitely, I think, have to give up Crawford. Like, I don't think you can get it without giving up Crawford.
I don't even know, man.
I think with the market that's out there, I think you need to give up Crawford for him. But we'll see. I mean,
I think I would do that.
Yeah, if you could do it without giving up the top two guys, especially. Like, I'm just not as big on Miller as some people are. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, Eugenio Suarez would fit perfectly in this lineup. The question would just be, when Bohm comes back,
where are you going to put him?
Right. How do you shift everything else around? You'd either, it's one or two things. You'd either need to move Bryce back to the outfield, or you need to play Kyle Schwarber in left, which you probably would take that trade off for the extra offense. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
TK, I'm going to stick up for you today because Hugh took kind of a shot at you. He did. He took a shot at you earlier today with that picture from yesterday. You asked Hugh what his worst movie was. What does he do? He looks at you and he's like, this little dude.
Yeah, he did say that.
It went over
my head, Jim.
You couldn't come up with another bad movie? You're just like, oh, yeah, it's about a little dude.
No, it was. I forgot the name of the movie. I forgot what to say. Your height only
said,
or something like.
Yeah, you said it was a 4 foot superhero.
Yeah, yeah, he was kicking tail too, kicking butt and taking name.
There you go, Jim.
Mean tough little guy.
Look, Arizona, Vegas, Dallas, Houston—they need those because of the weather. But I mean, AT&T Stadium is probably second best to SoFi. Those are great stadiums. But Hugh, when it's cold out, what do the ladies want to do besides drink? They want to cuddle.
Yep, just like the Coldplay concert.
Yeah,
they want to cuddle.
Yeah, that did kind of
just like Coldplay. Well, yeah. Coldplay was hot out.
Especially
he wasn't cold.
Yeah, I didn't put those two together. You're right, Cowboy Jim. You're right. They do want to cuddle, especially when you're trying to save your marriage.
But I was smoking crack.
And let me tell you, Hugh, I wish you had played for the Miami Dolphins because I've been down here in Miami Beach all week, and I'm telling you, the things I see here, you're not going to see on the Delaware River. You know, with these yachts and these ladies laying out. Too bad you didn't play here and work down here because you would need a neck roll every day.
Mm, breaking my neck. Oh, yeah, it sounds
breaking
sounds
your neck. Off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Worst movie is Happy Birthday, Harris Malden. There was a really good actor in it by the name of Hugh Douglas. He played Big Ben. So that's my worst movie.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jim.
What's it called again?
I didn't tell you.
You were in a movie?
Yes, that was shot here in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what's it called again?
Did you have a big role?
I was the dude
I was the guy that ran the it was a nursing home.
Okay.
And I lost somebody's grandmother.
Bro, all right, hold on.
So were you kind of
have to tell me the name of this movie. Like, I'm gonna find it.
What are you talking about?
What's the name of the movie again?
I forgot.
Working in
New York. I'm just gonna listen back.
He said, "Happy birthday, Harris."
You know, we're
gonna
revisit
"Happy birthday, Harris Molden."
I forgot.
Is what he said.
I forgot you could do that.
Yeah, there's this website called IMDb.
Yeah.
Where you can find anything about any movie ever. I'm just envisioning if Hugh's working in a nursing home in this movie. Hugh was like the orderly from the original Happy Gilmore, the Ben Stiller role. That'd be pretty fun.
I mean, I'm going to track down this movie.
Okay.
I see it.
You see it?
Happy birthday, Harris Molden. I just got to figure out where to watch it. Yeah.
Does Hugh have a credit in it?
You know what? I don't see. No.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. Well, we'll have to correct that.
This is D-list activity by Douglas Seegers.
Let's go to Warren in Delaware. What's up, Warren?
What up, Warren?
Hey, what's up, man? Fellas, I love Fridays because you are like a middle schooler, man.
What I do? Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. It's not just me.
You got a cat because it's funny. It's funny as hell. I ain't going front. But, yo, man, you got to give up on the dome thing, man. No.
Why?
No. Listen, I don't like the cold either. And my motto is if the temperature is my age or below, it's too damn cold. So I'm with you. I'm in my 60s. So check this out.
I'm listening.
No dome, man. Stay at home and watch the game.
That's a Philadelphian right there.
No dome.
Go home.
You can't do the dome. You can't. No. This is a football city. We got to be playing football outside. It's
the weather's
very simple.
Like the 12th man on the field. Mm. The weather's like the 12th man. Come on, man.
Yeah, but Hugh's going to be cold, Warren. That's the problem.
Hey, they got them battery-operated underwear, man. Get on out there, man.
They do got them battery-operated coats, though. They have those nowadays, too.
Yeah.
Man, I bet you got one. Hold up. You don't have a coat.
I don't.
Ooh,
Jack Daniels gave me a coat that I'm going to wear. gave me a coat.
It was so funny when we brought this up, you know, in our meeting before the show, because we could see the wheels turning in Hugh's head when he's like, oh, it's cold.
I just didn't feel outside. I didn't say anything because I didn't feel like being attacked in the meeting.
Yeah.
So I left it for the head.
We all knew. You didn't need to say anything.
No, I just got quiet.
You gave us a little,
I got quiet.
It's cold out there.
It's cold outside.
What do you have for a bad movie, Warren?
Somebody took my bad movie early with Pootie Tang, but I got to go with that Blair Witch Project, man.
Blair Witch Project made a ton of bread when
That's
it came out, though.
But it was awful.
Well, it was awful because it was the unknown that was basically scaring people. Because it didn't really have, it was shot on like an iPhone, one of the first generation iPhones, and it was all about, I guess, innuendo.
Yeah, I was too young to watch it at the time, but then when I did watch it, I expected like this horrifying movie, and it was nothing happened the whole time.
They blew up. It was that, and it was another movie with Michael B. Jordan that was kind of like that, where they started shooting from the angle of like a documentary type angle. Yeah, those movies did pretty good back in the day.
Yeah.
Because it was suspenseful. They were suspenseful.
By the way, last time we worked together, I told you I kept falling asleep. I hadn't finished Sinners.
No,
I did finish it. I thought it was great.
That's good. I really enjoyed it.
So,
did you catch some of the metaphors?
I did. Yeah. I think so.
Went completely over Spike here.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good movie.
No, Spike good. Spike just caught it straight. Spike just caught it straight.
but now we'll get back to the phones in a few minutes. But now it's time as every day to check in with you people.
Oh, no.
You people.
Yes,
it's
Hugh, yes.
Time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Embrace the you people, brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Hugh's power slap idea gaining a lot of traction in the chat. Someone said it's the first good idea I've ever heard from Douglas. The joke versus Jack Power.
I'm winning somebody over slowly. Yep. They're winning them over slowly.
Yeah, speaking of, Hugh talking about huffing glue explains a lot.
I walked into that one.
Certainly does.
Bringing up Dome with Hugh is a bad idea. We all should have known.
We should have known. We should have foresaw that happening.
Yep. Stop it, Hugh. Worry about that shiny chrome dome you're rocking for.
Stop. Yeah, I just say that. It is looking kind of shiny. It's looking shiny.
This one's kind of mean. Did the whole class used to laugh when Hugh was called on to read in middle school?
You know what? Just had a flashback. Did you know what?
He's like that kid, Billy Madison. Hey,
and when they laughed, I swung on him. Wow, shut up. Wow.
Violence.
Yep.
Okay, is that it? That's
no,
it for
no,
you
no, no, no,
well,
that's
said, no,
that's
no,
it for
no,
you.
No.
Don't worry. We got plenty more. So we have people are calling out job descriptions for Tom Kelly. Oh. I actually got one real quick today. God looks like a Wawa employee in Kensington.
Why in Kensington?
I don't know. I don't appreciate that one, though. Not very nice. TK looks like he showed up today sick to his seventh grade class picture. TK looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I think I've heard that one before.
What the heck?
They're trying to say you need to drop a couple, dog.
I know. Yeah. You don't think that's been a theme yet?
Looking insane. Fluffy. Yeah,
oh, geez. They would get back before Shrek season, they were killing me about that. Saying I look a little poofy.
TK looks like a professional shadow boxer.
What does that mean?
You know what a shadow boxer is?
No.
Shadow boxing is just punch in the air.
Just punch in the air.
Okay.
But you do it professionally.
DK looks like he sells decaying fish at a discounted price.
What, decaying fish?
Who's going to eat with the fish? Who's going to eat the fish?
Well, DK.
These are very creative.
DK's going to rip you off. Yep. Looks like the guy that used to wait outside the high school cafeteria and ask if you're going to finish your lunch.
What you doing?
God, man.
And lastly, just a couple new additions to the bracket of Hughes. We have Huff and Hugh, which is definitely a new one with the whole Huff and Glue situation that we found that out. And then the last one is Dead Air Douglas. This is not the first time, but listen to how pregnant this pause is from Hugh.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week.
What's your ruling?
Because
I didn't even notice that at the time that it was so
long. That was a couple self edits. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, how far down this rabbit hole am I willing to go?
Well, that's the thing, because we do have, you have kind of off air communication. I can tell when you're about to continue talking. And that's the thing. I thought you were going to keep going, and then you definitely something stopped
you. Because I was about to say something, then I'm like, listen.
That was a third trimester pregnant that pause, dude. Listen to this again.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
That's had some real funny moments this week.
What's your rule? We're
on the air.
And you can't stop laughing.
Because it was a few things running through my mind at the time. I'm like, Kyle did this on purpose because he knew he wouldn't let me hear it because he knew that I was going to probably react the way that I reacted.
Two different things happen when Hugh tries an impromptu self-edit. You get this.
I can't even get it out.
But the alternative is the death.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week. Dog.
What's your rule? I was trying to let you fight your way through it, but then after 3 seconds, I'm like, I gotta,
you
gotta
jump
something
in, dog. Because sometimes it's like, okay, you don't want to say exactly what you're thinking in
that self edit.
It's like Dave Scalish is going to run in here, like the silence detectors are going to go off.
No, you know what's funny? Because I had a flash of Rod saying, "Oh my God, what did he just?" You know what I mean? I didn't feel like getting that email, man. So I just left it alone.
Any of us could end up with an email after today's show.
That's true. I mean, a lot of dome discussion today. Hugh, once again, just encouraging violence. Yep.
I'm not encouraging
coworkers.
Violence.
Said Jack needed to swing.
We
on
settled
Joe.
On power slap. I would
settle for the power slap.
Okay,
the power slap is a good idea because you know. But when you say like. Invoke Rocky and Mr. T, a woman, because I remember how disrespectful.
It was wild of Joe to do
it
that.
It was real disrespectful. And then you have everybody telling you, hey, that might not be the move you want to make.
Yeah.
But I will say this, because I know Jack is probably listening, and this is the segment where we used to call in the street putting jumper cables on somebody. he wouldn't try me like that. He knew who to try. So he tried Jack.
Jack needs to. I think Jack needs to respond to this today.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Needs to respond to that. Okay, because that was absurd. That was outrageous. Like
you heard people say all the time, try Jesus, don't try me. he knew who to try.
Well, stay tuned. We'll hear Jack's response to Joe later on. Now,
that was messy. That was super messy.
But a fun show today. Thank you to Kyle Quinn for producing the show. Afternoon show coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.